This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And the more that you and I fear Almighty God, the premise is this, the less we have to fear anything else. Is that easy to say? Sure it is. Is it easy to follow that? No, it's not. Not for you or for me. But that's the premise of the first four verses we read. Jesus said, if you want to be fearful of something or someone, you fear the one, God Almighty, God the Father, who has the power not only to take your life, He has the power to give you life. He has the power to take your life, but He also has the power to take your soul and to give eternal life to your soul. When Jesus makes the statement, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, et cetera, what you will wear, He wasn't saying that physical things don't matter. I disagree with those who were saying that Jesus totally was dismissive about the physical needs of life. He wasn't. He was just saying the pagan world obsesses over the physical. The Christian says we need those things, but we look to the Lord as the source, as the provider. We do not obsess like the pagan world obsesses over things. I've never been to England. Some of you have. If you've been to England, some of you may remember this. There is a department store chain in England by the name of Lewis's. And in Birmingham, England, there was a Lewis's department store that controlled an entire city block of property, except for one of the little corners of the property, there was a Friends Church or a Quaker Church on that corner. And for years, they existed side by side, for decades and decades, side by side. Lewis's department store literally wrapped this little church on one of the four corners of the city block. Well, the board of directors for Lewis's department store said, we need that property. We want to expand our store. We want to expand parking, whatever it was they needed it for. So they wrote a letter to the church officers of this little Friends Quaker Church that said this, dear sirs, we would like to expand our facility right next to your church property. We would like to demolish your church building and expand where we are, and we're prepared to offer you any reasonable amount of money that you would like for your building. Well, the board of directors at Lewis's was not prepared for the letter they would get in return. Within a matter of days, the church sent back this letter to Lewis's board of directors and said, dear sirs, we understand that you're interested in expanding your business by demolishing our church building and expanding the store. But we want to respectfully point out that we have been here longer than Lewis's, and we plan to stay here as a church. And we are prepared to pay any amount of money to buy your store. Signed the bottom of the letter, the officers of the church, of this little Quaker church, and below that was one name, not a first name, but just a last name, the name Cadbury. Who are the chocolate aficionados here in the church who knows who Cadbury is? Cadbury at one time was the largest producer of chocolate in England. And you can buy Cadbury chocolates here in the United States. And Mr. Cadbury was a member of this church. And here's the lesson that I want you to go home with. What mattered was not the size of Lewis's department store in this little Quaker church on the corner. What mattered was who signed the letter. That's all that mattered. What mattered was whose signature was on the letter. You know, I think you know where I'm going with this. What matters in life when you look at your situation? What matters is who signs the letter. Who is behind this process? Who's in driving it? Who's inspiring it? I'm not talking about anybody on this earth. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit of God.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.